For some time, I thought my sudden nostalgia for all things youth was because of the times we're in right now. I guess it started with the pandemic. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like everything just kind of got out of hand. Like, after the pandemic, I know I thought, now at least people will be calmer. Like, now people will appreciate life, people will appreciate each other, countries will be more cooperative. Well, that didn't happen, did it? I feel like the world is... I don't know what the world is doing right now. We have wars, political chaos, inflation. My old Sweden is no more. I am daily reading about gun violence on the same streets that I used to play around as a kid. It's crazy. And I can't take it in. And it makes me scared. So anyway, I thought that maybe this is why I'm seeking some sort of old, safe, familiar feeling in things that I knew before this all began. I had found myself listening to music I used to listen to when I grew up, and rereading books I read in high school, and going back to old habits and old hobbies. I have this oversized black Adidas jacket that I practically lived in all throughout my youth. My black Adidas jacket that is like 5 sizes too big, and a white beanie and worn out sneakers. That was me in all my pride, and it made me feel like me. I am happy to say it still suits me, and I feel safe when I wear it now, all those years later. Yeah. So I thought that this was all because of the times we're in, but the more I've thought of it, the more I realized that it's probably not just the state of the world. I think it's also what might happen to us in our 30s or 40s or 50s, really, whenever you are ready for it. Your 20s are messy. They should be messy. If they weren't messy for you, you didn't do them right. You're cutting ties with simple living at home, and you're getting lost out there, or in your student dorm, or wherever you might be. You should be getting lost, and you probably don't even want to be found. You should let yourself get lost. You should let yourself explore different selves with different people. You're maybe elbowing yourself to some sort of career or income, and there's a lot of firsts. Everything is a first. For me, my 20s were about untying myself from all the things I had been told at 13. Who I could be and who I couldn't be. Who I should be and who I shouldn't be. What I was supposed to do and what I was not supposed to do. It's a decade of finding your own path. Unanchored. Finally. I think I will be writing about everything I saw and experienced in my 20s for the rest of my life. It's intense. Everything is very intense. The very high highs and the crushing lows. I had delirious nights in hostels, exchanging tales with whoever was willing to listen, dreams and stubborn goals, mornings, shaking off hangovers on trains, watching the countryside blurring by as I moved towards the next city, the next adventure. There is passionate love that burns a lot and turns into ash just as quickly. That little bedsit 30 minutes out of London that I called home seems like another lifetime ago now. So does the wreck of a guy I fell madly in love with and thought he could change the world. Crashing on the couches of friends and all the missteps that felt catastrophic at the time. I really wouldn't trade a single one of those experiences. They shaped me, sharpened me, allowed me to try on different lives until I found one that fit. But then at some point, you're 30, and that little shoebox studio is in the rear view. Maybe replaced by an apartment of your own. Happy hour hangovers are more often replaced by an evening walk around the neighborhood. Or a Zoom call. Your friends couple up, have kids, buy houses, start dressing in muted colors or whatever serves their corporate career the most. Or if you're more like me, you keep observing that life from a distance, a few countries away, living your own settled sort of dream life, doing the only thing you feel like you can do with this short and tender life. It's a quiet I could never have imagined wanting just a few years earlier. But after the perfect chaos of my 20s, it's a stillness I have welcomed, craved even. A chance to take stock, to kind of let the dust settle and see who I have become. So maybe it's this new sense of stillness in your 30s that slowly makes you think of what made you you back then. The expressions, the hobbies, the passions, and maybe if you're lucky, you will find yourself remembering old dreams that you somehow got too busy to think about, but now you have time. Now, maybe you have space. When I was younger, much younger, I identified as a dancer. It was the highest form of art for me. Bodies telling stories through movement, becoming one with the current, the rhythm, the music, the lines, the story. It was everything I loved. Music, poetry, story, and athletic movement combined into one. Dance for me is strength and control, in perfect harmony with tenderness and vulnerability. A perfectly balanced universe. I got lost in this for hours and hours. I loved it. I kept dancing for a few years when I moved out in the world, but eventually I got too busy and too broke and too tired. But then on one of my many exploration walks around my new neighborhood here in Porto, I discovered a small dance studio not far from my street. It's not in the center, so I didn't expect the owner to speak English. But one day, I gathered up the courage to walk in. I was greeted by a lovely lady, probably in her 70s, but with a dancer's stamina and posture. She spoke perfect English. "Welcome to our studio. Class is starting in 10 minutes. Take your spot." I don't know if you have maybe an old hobby, or if you did sports, or played an instrument, or took art classes. There is this specific vocabulary that is used for that specific passion or sport or instrument or whatever. And there was something about hearing those cues again, those terms, the countdowns, seeing the people in there and feeling the community before and after class. Everything that I used to identify with. That was me. That was my safe space as a kid. And being back there now, it felt magical. I forgot my age. I forgot the wars. I forgot the bills. I felt free and childish. Childishly free. That's what I felt. I smiled the whole way home that night, feeling on fire, feeling high, remembering exactly why I fell in love with this all those years ago. I also stubbornly tried to learn piano several years back. I took lessons, but I never had the peace of mind to actually practice. There was always something else that felt more important. I needed to finish the album, I needed to answer the email, I needed to post on Instagram. But lately I've thought, maybe now. Maybe now I would have the peace of mind and space. I studied literature for a few years not even part-time, it was less, and through a distance university while I was touring. And I loved it, man. It was incredible. I did it for fun. Obviously, literature is my passion. And I loved going deep into literary masterpieces and pick them apart. Learn from professors and students and really think deep and hard about one single line. What does it really mean? Lately I've thought, maybe I can take that up again. Maybe a course in children's literature. Maybe I can make an impact on younger me. Go back and speak to that 5-year-old girl who already felt confused by adult contradiction. And about the black oversized Adidas jacket. I admit, I think I changed my style, you know, to fit in with my age, with the professionals around me, with the girl working at my bank who is younger than me. But every day I wake up and I see my Adidas jacket and I smile and I wear it and it makes me feel at home. It makes me feel like, honestly, man, what a ride. But not much has changed, really. I'm just a little bit heavier with experience. So maybe your 30s are about celebrating just being. Exactly as you are. Your 20s might be about creating who you are, creating the character that will get you the job, that will get you the relationship, or the clout, or the followers. But now, we have earned just being who we are. So, if I could share one revelation with anyone out there navigating their transitions in life, it would be this. Rediscover those passions, or objects, or hobbies that made you feel free before the world told you what to do and who to be. The hobbies you picked up before you asked yourself if they were cool or if they would pay your rent. Dig them up from wherever you have buried them and engage with them totally anew. Ask the grounded, self-assured person you've maybe become or are becoming. No more pressure to make a career out of them, to get graded or judged. Now it's just for you. Because life is short and long and time is all there is. It's there inside of you, those passions. That essential part of you that never left. It just got mislaid along the way. And all it takes is a little courage to find that voice again, to say, excuse me, this is me we're talking about here. My bliss, my loves, my ecstasies. Thank you for listening.